Do I know that there's something wrong with Joe? Well, there's always been something wrong with Joe. Just look at how he sniffs little girls' hairs and all that stuff he does. He's creepy Joe. Definitely creepy Joe. But he's never been even capable of being a good senator, let alone the president of the United States. Are you kidding me? And the Democrats know that. They rejected his ass every time he tried to run. But now he's just a feeble old man losing his marbles, so they put their tool in as his vice president. As a, you know, they're pretty desperate. Let's just put it this way. Hillary Clinton was supposed to cover all their butts for all their criminality, and that didn't happen, did it? Instead, what happened was enough of us wised up that we put President Trump in to try and, you know, alleviate some of this garbage. What we didn't know was how broad and deep the swamp really was. And the problem we're facing right now is if we drain the swamp, we go down with them. Because the country is so shot through. The fabric of the country is shot through with corruption. So the problem is, it's really difficult to take it all out at once. You know, we have to sort of cut some of the cancer out, but we're not going to get it all in one operation, you know? Meanwhile, they're trying to eliminate the president in every way possible. Any way you want to take that, that's what they're trying to do, and they've been trying to do it. But it's intensified now. You probably don't need me to tell you. The whether or not President Trump gets elected in November, there is going to be all kinds of turmoil in the United States of America. There already is, obviously. You know, we're looking at stuff we haven't seen since the 1960s, and some of the stuff we didn't even see in the 1960s. I mean, they're walking up, there's crazy people walking up and shooting babies in the head, but you don't even hear about that because the races aren't right when that happens. See, if it was black baby, you'd hear about it. That's the only thing you'd hear about it. But since it's, you know, usually white babies getting killed, no, there's black babies getting killed too, but they don't care about that. That doesn't fit the narrative. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I don't even need to say it, except somebody needs to say it. So President Kamala Harris is going to be very dangerous if she gets elected. Not that she's so brilliant herself, but she her utter willingness to do whatever the evilest bastards on planet Earth want her to do. And the Supreme Court just increased the power of the presidency by untold amounts by holding up Barack Obama's unlawful executive order regarding DACA. It was presented to you and I through the legacy media as a defeat of President Trump, right? Well, you know, by holding up Obama's previously unlawful executive order, by the law of judicial precedent, they've given President Trump very broad authority to do pretty much whatever he wants. And most of it's going to stick around even after he's gone. Whether he's gone in January 20th, 2021, or January 20th, 2025. Either way, his EOs are going to remain as a result of that decision by the Supreme Court. Many of these clowns in government are absolutely compromised in every which way you could imagine. Just think about go back to Obamacare that was going to get ruled unconstitutional. And on the 11th hour, Justice John Roberts completely flipped his mind, rewrote his opinion, and decided to legislate from the bench in the Supreme Court. And everybody was shocked. Well, one could surmise, and I don't have any inside information on this, but one certainly could surmise that he was compromised in a way that scared the shit out of him. Now, normally I'm going to keep this PG-13 and radio friendly in case we get picked up by a station eventually, so oops. Anyhow, I don't have a dump button in my studio. I do, but it's real time, so. The point is, these people are compromised in more than one way. Whether it's the disgusting pedophile rings, whether it's the demon and devil worship, whether it's the adrenochrome or the snuff videos, whatever it is. And there's other stuff too. This is, they're compromised in every which way. And some of them are less egregious ways, but still embarrassing, If you go ahead and catch that new video by Millie Weaver, who is now in jail, freelance journalist Millie Weaver spent the last couple of years putting together Shadowgate, which is a documentary where she aggregated publicly available information into one place, into that documentary, and backed it up, back up the theory of corruption, theory my ass, with interviews of people that work for the government agencies through contracting. See, that's how they hide their ass. That's how the government covers their butt. They contract these security things, these intelligence things out to contractors and gives them plausible deniability when the stuff hits the fan. Plus, these contractors aren't afforded whistleblower protections that government employees are. Isn't that handy? So, anyhow, here's the biggest the absolute biggest coincidence of the last month. They're always happening, these quote unquote coincidences. But as Millie is trying to upload her finished product to the internet and having trouble because the internet connection is being throttled, the knock comes on the door, and it's the police, and they ended up arresting her and her husband. I believe this was Friday. So far as I know, she's not out yet. I don't know. I wasn't paying. I had to withdraw from the news and stuff for a little while. But anyway, I've put it on my social media. I'm going to put it on this page after I get off the air here. I want you to watch it. Shadowgate sheds a light on things. It's so much bigger than politics, my friends. It's both sides. They're both compromised in every way you could even imagine. Now, not every single person is compromised in that way. There's a whole bunch of different ways they go after these people to control them. And a lot of times, they just leave certain ones alone because they don't serve their purpose to go after them. But this whole thing they've been doing to Trump the whole time is unbelievable. And it's not anything to do with anything legal, that's for sure. So they didn't want Millie to you know, aggregate this stuff, I guess. What they do is they intimidate by, you know, arresting somebody like that. You know what they did to Laura Loomer? They took her off of everything, banned her everywhere. And now, because she's kicking butt in the race in Florida, she's going to be the next congressman woman from, I forget the district in Florida, but it's the district where President Trump lives. So Laura Loomer is going to become President Trump's congresswoman. Now that's rich. I can't wait for that. That's going to be so fun to make fun of the a-hole media, the legacy liars, the rotten scum in the legacy media that allow all this travesty to happen to you and I, good Americans. Because without that megaphone, there's no way these dirty bastards would get away with what they're doing to us in our own country. They lie to us on a daily basis, and enough of us buy into the bullcrap that we get had. And we've been had by COVID. We've been had by all the stuff they tried to do to Trump and various other things that we don't even know about. So it's far greater than politics. This is what's known as survival. If we are able to stop a kinetic civil war, a hot civil war where bullets are flying, it'll be a miracle from God. Because that's how far, that's where they've taken us. And that's where they've been trying to take us. Because, you know, these elites, these globalist a-holes, are 100% satisfied or happy to be able to rule over the ruins of the United States of America. Just as long as they have control and America's not influenced in the world anymore and they can do whatever they want through the UN or whatever tool these globalists want to use. It's mostly these multinational corporations, these tech giants that are controlling everything. It'll be wonder if I don't get taken off digital media. I might have to go back to AM radio because they can't really so easily interrupt the 50,000-watt signal that goes out through the air. I'm sure they could jam it somehow, but they don't. The analog media still lives, and hard copies are a good thing. Books are a good thing. If you publish a book and there's hundreds of thousands of copies out there, they can't push a button in Tech Central and change something that was true into something that wasn't true like they can now with digital information. So, yes, it's handy to have everything digitized, but that doesn't preclude us from needing hard copies. And AM radio is the hard copy of talk radio. So these are things, you know, the things that we think about in these troubled times where they're really trying to come after our ass. If President Camel Toe becomes president, people like me, people like you, people that have stickers that say Trump 2020 on her vehicle, we are the first ones they will come after. And I've been come after all different kind of ways for speaking out during the Obama administration. So, you know, I'm no stranger to that, but it's not pleasant. And I try to keep a fairly low profile so I don't endanger my family, because these minions of the ruthless left have no brain. You know, you see these drug-addled people, you can't help but feel sorry for them, but nevertheless, they come anywhere near me, my grandkids, or my family, you know, I'm going to take care of business because I'm not going to put up with it. I don't care I don't care about the comps. You know, I've had a good life. You know? I'm going to protect my family. I'm not allowed The nonsense that's going on, the COVID nonsense, the going after Trump stuff, the BLM nonsense, the Antifa nonsense, all of these things are tied together, and there's one goal. It's the globalists want their minions to stay in control of the deep state and the United States government. That's what it's all about. I know it sounds crazy. Nobody wants to believe that anybody can be that evil. Unfortunately, People are that evil. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to take about a 1 minute intermission here so I can clear my throat, get a little drink, and I'll be back with the second half of this pilot edition of Article 5 Live. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. Forgot to mute the mic there. Sorry about that. Alrighty then, back here on Article 5 Live, the pilot edition. We're only going out through Facebook Live on the Article 5 Hour page right now. We're not getting out to all the other venues. We're going to be eventually on YouTube Live and Article 5 Hour Live and my personal Facebook and Friends of Article 5. Make sure to join the group, Friends of Article 5. We'll also be out on Periscope. We'll be out on a few others. I haven't decided whether I want to go on the Bezos one or not. I might stay away from that. I don't know. But we're also going to be, you know, podcasting live through Podbean. So we'll have audio and archive podcast going to all wherever you get your podcasts. You can get Article 5 Live. And we'll also be doing a video podcast through Podbean. So it's going to be rather interesting. But I'm still figuring out all the technology. You know, I got to be the engineer here in the home studio and figure out, you know, how to run the show and produce guests and that stuff. So I got a little, I'm still working on it. Okay. And I got some people are going to help me and we're going to make it happen. So we're going to do a good show here and I hope you stick around with us through our continuing adventure to inform and, you know, just try to make people think a little bit. You know, sometimes it's so frustrating to see people, you know, driving around town with their masks on, it's just so disheartening. Because it's all about programming our behavior. It's not about protecting us from COVID. I hate to break the news to you, but every single human being on planet Earth is going to get COVID-19 at some point in time. Probably a lot of us more than once. The solution is not isolation and social distancing and all this stupid crap they're doing. The solution is to get healthy, be able to beat the virus at its own game. This war on hydroxychloroquine is because it's cheap and it works. They don't want something that's going to work. They want to pump a vaccine in you. And they're calling this thing a vaccine, but, you know, it's so much more sinister than that. Back when I was a kid, I got vaccines. You know, it was a single-purpose dead virus they put in you to build your antibody, and it was relatively simple. Now they're putting live attenuated viruses, adjuvants. They're putting in all kinds of other things and preservatives, mercury, all kinds of chemicals and all that stuff. And it's not good for you. It can't be good for you. So I'm not taking it. They got this 100-needle thing that they're going to stick in your arm. Bill Gates has the patent on it. And it injects all kinds of things into your system. You know, little bots that build themselves into their little machine and the information in your medical records and whether or not you had the vaccine or not, that information would be in there. He would eventually love to have tracking, positioning, tracking, and your monetary system also embedded in there. Talk about Mark of the Beast, man. Anyhow, it's amazing we have to talk about this kind of crap, but we do. So it's all coming together. The next couple of months are going to be crucial for everyone to wake up and pay attention to what's happening around them. It's so unbelievably dangerous to be a freedom fighter. And you know, a lot of these people that aren't involved in all the nasty stuff that I've been talking about, they're just flat afraid to tell the truth because of the cancel culture. Nobody wants to lose their job, you know, or be ostracized in public. You know, a lot of people wear their mask because they don't want to put up with the crap of people looking at them crosswise for not wearing a mask. You know what I do? I see somebody not wearing a mask, I walk up to them, I shake their hand, I said, thank you for not wearing a mask. And it usually starts an excellent conversation. I pulled up at a gas station the other day, and I noticed there was no signs in front of the door. I always look for the sign. There were no signs. Everybody that was walking in there didn't have a mask on. Everybody walking out of there didn't have a mask on. I said, what did I do? I find a little oasis, a little paradise here, right? So I go in there without a mask. Nobody's got a mask. The guy running the cash register don't have a mask. None of the customers in there have a mask. So I paid my money. I prepaid for my gas. I was going to do it out at the pump, but I wanted to go in there and see what was going on, you know. So I prepaid, and I went back out and pumped it. I didn't need any change, but I went back in anyway because I wanted to tell the proprietor. I wanted to say, hey, thank you for not putting that idiotic mask sign out in front of your business. I'm going to go out of my way. I'm going to burn more gas to get to your gas station to fill my vehicle up than I'm going to save on the cheap price you got on it. That's for sure. I'm coming back. I'm going to do business at your business because you don't have a stupid mask sign in front, and you're not telling people they have to have a mask on to come in your business. So this is what we have to do, people. We have to rise up against the stupid mask thing. The mask doesn't help you. It doesn't protect you from COVID. It's just stupid. We got to stop it. We can't allow them to manipulate us in such a manner. It's just not what we want to do, okay? So, well, there's a lot of reasons. And we're going to get into all this kind of stuff in future shows. You know, I will take a topic and hammer the living hell out of it for a half hour. And I'm not going to be able to talk about all the things that need to be talked about, but I'm going to grab one. But this cancel culture thing is a problem as well as the corruption. Good people won't do the right thing because they can't lose their livelihood. So they really have not much of a choice but to remain silent, okay? So it is a multifaceted, very difficult leviathan of a problem. And no one person has all the answers. And President Trump needs our backup. Let me tell you something. You know, in the great state of Arizona, we just had a primary. And it was a heartbreaker because, as you know, one of our senators is a communist, and one of our senators is somebody who couldn't win an election. Let me explain. Martha McSally, who we adore for her service in the United States Air Force, I believe, she was an A-10 pilot in combat. You know, she's in a pretty elite group of people there, and she's very accomplished in that regard, okay? So we love Martha McSally for that. She's a hero. She's a crappy politician. Not only is she a crappy politician, I don't like her ways as a quote-unquote Republican. She fits in the rhino category in my estimation, okay? So, and I watch these things. I'm not just spouting off about this. So, you know, her record of not supporting the Trump administration at first and saying things that would damage it, maybe not directly, but enough that you can tell what her sentiment is about Donald Trump being president of the United States. Let's just put it that way, right? Well, she flipped all that around, of course, to get his endorsement, which she got, which is damn shame. But let me roll it back just a little bit and explain what happened in Arizona for those of you that aren't in Arizona and may not follow our politics. Martha McSally was in the House of Representatives, you know, 3 years ago or so, and she quit that to run for Senate in 2018. Well, that was Jeff Flake's seat, right? There was a primary, and there's a couple other candidates that didn't win. One of them was Joe Arpaio. One of them was Kelly Ward, who is now the chairwoman of the Arizona GOP. And the other one was Martha McSally. These three fought it out in a Republican primary in 18. And McSally won that primary. And she got her ass handed to her by a former communist, Kyrsten Sinema. So we elected a communist over Martha McSally in the general election in 2018 for senator. Then John McCain dies, so we only have one senator left. Then our government, Lord Ducey, appointed Martha McSally, who lost to a communist, to fill John McCain's seat. So now this election we're having in 2020 for senator is a special election still, because there still will be only 2 years left of McCain's term, and whoever wins the general election will have to run again in 2 years. The point being, we had a true grassroots constitutional conservative in the vein of Barry Goldwater himself running in the primary here in the great state of Arizona against the incumbent Martha McSally, the incumbent by appointment only, not by election, okay? Well, our grassroots candidate, who I know personally, who have I've interviewed for at least 5 hours or more, Mr. Daniel McCarthy, an entrepreneur, a non-politician, somebody that wasn't even going to take a salary. He pledged to not take a salary or a pension from the United States Senate. He just wanted to go there as reinforcements for President Trump. And the Republican electorate of Arizona rejected Daniel McCarthy and put Martha McSally through the primary. Now, that in and of itself wouldn't be absolutely heartbreaking, except for the fact that Martha McSally has little to no chance of beating Mark Kelly, the former astronaut. So this is a very sad situation. I am reporting to you from the great state of Arizona, where we're most likely, where we have a former or a current, I don't can't tell, communist, Kyrsten Sinema, for one of our senators, and the other of our senators is more than likely going to be the gun-grabbing, China-loving, complete jerk, Mark Kelly, because he has the moniker of former astronaut, which is pretty hard to beat politically, because most astronauts that ever ran for anything always win. With the constitutionalist, Daniel McCarthy, the grassroots guy, if we would have put him through the primary, we would have had a shot. Now, I don't think we do. That's my opinion. This is an opinion broadcast. We're only on Facebook Live this week. This is kind of a pilot program to let you know what Article 5 Live might be kind of like. I'm going to get a lot better at it, and I'm usually pretty good, better at commentary too, but this is kind of an impromptu thing. So thanks for listening. I'm JD, your host. It's Article 5 Live, and I'll throw a little something else at you next week, Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to develop the show, and we're really going to hit the ground running on September the 6th. So until then, thanks for listening. God bless.